Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito. I'm pastor of Island Community Church, station manager here at WMIE and WWBC. I thank you for joining us here today for today's program, and thank you for tuning in general to WGOD. And God is always broadcasting. We're tuning into His frequency, and His frequency is the Word of God. When we focus on the Word of God, you're guaranteed to hear a word from Him today. And that's what we're going to do today. That's what we do every day here on this program. We're tuning in today to the book of Jude and a warning and a command given by the Lord's half-brother. And that is a command to earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. How do we do that? How do we contend for the faith? That's what we're looking at here in this message. We're looking at three things: our common salvation, what that is, and number two, earnestly contending for the faith, and number three, that it's once for all delivered to the saints, meaning the faith doesn't change. It's the same as it was even back in Abraham's day. The Bible says Abraham believed God, and his faith was reckoned to him as righteousness. He was saved the same way as we are, but the faith once for all, and that means also sin. What was sin then is still sin today, regardless of what the press says or anybody else. That's what we're looking at here in this message. This is part two of four of earnestly contend for the faith.
See, this is what led the Apostle Paul to say, what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This stuff ought to get you excited. Listen to what Jude said that you are. He said that you're called. God's called you. You're sanctified. You've been preserved. That is, you've got a guard watching out over you. You would have been taken out a long time ago if this was not true. You're called. You're sanctified. You're being kept by the Lord Himself. Jude, okay, verse 1 again. Jude, a slave of his own brother, a slave of Jesus Christ, brother of James. To those that are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ. Mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. I love that. May mercy be multiplied to you many times over. May peace be multiplied to you. May your peace surpass all understanding. May the peace He gives you to get you through all the trouble in your life and through every trial in your life be multiplied. May the peace of Jesus Christ be multiplied in your life exponentially. I receive that too. And may love be multiplied to you. His love for you. Your love for others. Even those that don't deserve it and those that aren't worthy of it. Let me clue you in on a secret. You were unworthy of God's love. But He loved you anyway. In spite of yourself, God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God didn't owe you His love. Now, Jude is praying that His love would be multiplied to us and our love towards others. There's another song we haven't sung, I think of it. They will know we are Christians by our... They will know we are Christians by our love. They will know we are Christians by our love. We need to do that one. It's been a long time coming. May his love be multiplied to you, and may you be a dispenser of the love of God. Imagine that, a love dispenser. Don't even need a quarter. You ought to be installed everywhere in this county. Love dispensers. There's a big lack of it. Beloved, verse 3. While I was very diligent to write to you about our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly, or earnestly contend for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. So look at what the Holy Spirit did here. James wanted to write to these good people about their common salvation, but apparently some crisis had reached his ears, prompting him to write a different letter than what he had planned. So today I want to look at three things. Number one, our common salvation. What that is. Because ultimately, what it is the same thing as what it was. Number two, I want to look at contending for the faith. Like that old line from On the Waterfront in 1954 with Marlon Brando, which he says, I could have been a contender. Which is quite accurate in this case with what the Greek word means. The Greek word is based on our word agony. The word for race is the word agony. In another form, agona. The Lord Jesus sweating great drops of blood in the garden is the same word. Being in agony is the same thing. We're going to get to that as we come to that. Common salvation. Two is contending for the faith. Three, the fact that this Christian faith was once for all delivered to the saints. Are handed down to the saints. We've got a once for all faith. The faith doesn't change. It's the same as it was then as it is now. People try to change it, but it's the same faith. All right, first off, what is our common salvation? Our common salvation is the common denominator which saved all of us. Think of that word common, like a common area or a common driveway. What's that mean? It means no one owns it. It means it's available to all that are on that path. You don't own it, and your neighbor doesn't own it. It's a common driveway. There's one driveway. A common faith. What saves one person saves another person. And the next, and the next, and the next. It's the same. It doesn't change. Paul explains it. All right, here we go. Scripture verses, Romans 5:1. If you want to write down the verses, look them up later. Romans 5:1. Therefore, now I showed this people visiting this earlier. And I made the little fib that I use this for people that are sleeping. I actually use it to prove a Bible point in this Romans chapter 5, verse 1. This is a good gavel. This is what I can imagine God's gavel would look like. The Bible says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. To be justified is God's got this gavel like this. And he takes it. I better not. And he just, you know, you hit the thing and the thing goes up there and hits the bell. That's what God does. To be justified was a legal word from the courtroom. It's when the judge, here's your case, slams down his gavel and says concerning your everlasting soul, two words. You know what they are? Not guilty. Not guilty. Not guilty is what the word means. Your sins have been forgiven. The animosity created in Adam is done. Forgiven. God was in Christ. reconciling the world back to himself, not counting their trespasses against us. That's what it means to be justified and righteous. Same Greek word. The word is dikaios. The judge has officially cleared you. And that's why Paul can say, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. There's only one way to have peace. That's to be right with your maker. You can't buy it. You can't do earthly things for it. Can't divorce your spouse for it. You can't buy a boat for it. You're not going to find it. There's only one way to find it. It's to be right with God. Then you can sleep at night. And then, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, hey, who can harm you if you're right with God? Show me your enemy. Come on. Bring him by. I'll crown him for you. Romans 8:37. Paul invented a word. He was so excited. The word is hupernikeos. You know what that means? We are more than conquerors. There's no such word. We are more than conquerors through him who loved us. This is what it means to be just. This is our common salvation. Is that because of your faith in Jesus Christ, God has declared you righteous. And your sins have been obliterated forever. You're the ones that remember them. He doesn't. Isn't it funny how we hold on to all these petty things? People that offended us when Nixon was president. And they still hold on to them. Like the parable of the guy forgiven of $10 billion. And then he finds someone that owes him 50 cents and goes to strangle him. Let me encourage you today to forgive everyone that's harmed you and hurt you, because God's forgiven you of greater.
We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You are listening to WMIE, Bavard's home for the very best in contemporary modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.
Looking to buy or sell your next home here in Brevard? Whalen Dupp is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your next home purchased or sold. Whalen Dupp with Pastor Mac Real Estate can be reached directly at 321-536-5973. Buying and selling opportunities are better than ever. For more information, Whalen Dupp can be reached by calling or texting 321-536-5973. That's 321-536-5973.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on believing God for healing was recorded at our 2018 Chicago Gospel Truth Conference.